I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Thomas Fisk through the magic of Skype Seance, who founded the American Mathematical Society in 1888, and we're talking about the society and its activities at the upcoming joint mathematics meetings. And so, Thomas, why should attendees visit your booth?
Well, we always would like people to come see our booth, which in this year will be at the 800 aisle. And we have, of course, have our books on display. We'd like people to browse through those. We also always have a math signet display, and we like people to see all the features that are available with that. And we have some special features in honor of the 125th anniversary, some special giveaways at the booth and at the membership booth. We'll have cake at 3 in the afternoon on Thursday, and AMS members who come to the membership booth can pick up a special souvenir pin, and the AMS is sponsoring a Wi-Fi hotspot, which will be on the second floor, the Bayside area of the convention center. And Wi-Fi is not a philosophical question about the Greek alphabet. That'll be a chance for people to connect, and the AMS likes to sponsor connections among mathematicians. Even though me being from the 19th century and early 20th century, I'm naturally wireless, this will be a special wireless opportunity for attendees.
So, Thomas, what would you like attendees to know about the AMS?
We really want people to help celebrate our 125th anniversary. We, as a society, are going strong, and we thank the mathematical community in general, and especially our members, in helping us to maintain a healthy society. We appreciate the volunteers who help govern the society, and, as I said, the mathematical community in general.
Now, Thomas.
Excuse me, I was still speaking. Mathematics has advanced considerably in 125 years. Civility, maybe not.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I probably shouldn't have been so offended. Please excuse me. I've been a little cranky recently. I've been looking high and low throughout my living quarters, but I can't seem to find all 12 issues of this year's notices.
Well, sir, there are only 11 issues. The June and July issue are combined every year.
Oh, very well then. Where were we?
Are you explaining what people should know about the AMS?
I think most people are familiar with the society, and by going to the booth and coming to the meeting, they'll learn more about the society and its history.
What does the AMS offer the mathematics community?
Well, once again, I think people are familiar with the society, the meeting that it has, the books, the journals, and the society has several programs. They have programs for mathematicians early in their career, mathematicians as students or just after getting their PhDs, the mathematical research communities, for example. This is one of our newest programs, but we have several things that we think improve the community and the subject of mathematics.
And so, Tom, is there anything you'd like to add?
I just hearken back to 1888 when a few friends of mine gathered together. We had six people gathered together when we formed the society. It was a local society at the beginning, but consider that at that point we had fewer members than probably would be at a typical special session talk now. So the society has grown. It's gratifying to see that. And I'm reminded of a quote that former President McClintock said, "Proficiency in the science of mathematics is distinct evidence of a well-balanced mind." We created the society so that there would be a comradeship among mathematicians, and we are very happy to continue that comradeship and service the math community.
Well, thank you. That's Thomas Fisk through the magic of Skype, who founded the American Mathematical Society in 1888, and the society will be celebrating its 125th anniversary. Thomas, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.